Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by the Maine Historical Wargamers Association. They're the folks behind Huzzah! Historical Wargaming for New England. Huzzah will take place May 19th through the 21st, 2017 at the Doubletree in South Portland, Maine. Experience some of the best historical wargaming at Huzzah! Visit www.huzzahcon.com for more information. Wargaming Recon is made possible by listeners like you. Become a Patreon backer to get behind-the-scenes content and new episodes before everyone else, starting at $1 per month. Visit wargamingrecon.com/Patreon to become a Patreon backer. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this new episode of Wargaming Recon. I am, of course, your host, Jonathan J. Reinhardt. Wargaming Recon is the only member of the TSR Podcast Network to discuss historical and New England gaming. This is episode 172, Holiday Gift Guide 2016. So before I go any further, a few things I want to say. First of all, I want to welcome all of you to the show and thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode of Wargaming Recon. I want to let you know something too. I know that normally I say, okay, we talk about a lot of things. I don't expect you to remember it all because I wouldn't, right? But that there's going to be links to stuff and a lot of names and topics getting tossed around. It's going to be hard for you to recall what the stuff is. And I say that all the time, and I'm like, you know, you work, and you listen to this, you drive, and you listen to it, you're commuting, you listen to it, you're painting and building and so forth, and you listen to the show. And I get that, but I want to stress it this time, because the Holiday Gift Guide episode, for those of you who need a reminder, and those of you who aren't familiar, this episode, it's kind of become a tradition here at Wargaming Recon, where I, and sometimes guests, we come on the show, and we share lists of things that we think would be very helpful to gamers for the holiday season. So the premise of it is that we're not all gamers, right? And not everyone we know are gamers. So it's hard, right, to buy gifts for gamers, especially if you don't know who they are, you don't know what they're into. It's very, very difficult. And at the same time, like I as a gamer, I have a lot of non-gamer friends and non-gamer family. If they want to buy me stuff, they're like, what do? We don't know. Here's socks. Socks are great. They're very useful. And army marchers on socks, literally. Socks and shoes, right? But sometimes it'd be nice to get something more specific that we really do want. And it's hard because these people, they don't know. Or maybe we don't know what another gamer might like. That's where the Holiday Gift Guide episode comes in. As such, it has a lot of things in it. So the way that we do it here at Wargaming Recon is this. I've designed a setup so that there are three categories. And they're by price. Items costing $20 or less, or under 20 is what I call it. Items costing 50 or less, under 50. And items costing $100 and more. Three items per category. That's it. This episode is going to be done a little differently because I have my list and then I have two guests who aren't able to be here as I'm recording it. So it's a little weird, right? But they've given me their lists and I have their items listed in here on my show notes so that I will then share them with you on the episode. And then you're not going to remember them. I don't blame you. You're busy people. That's where the show notes come in. So you will have to make sure that you remember this one web address, which will bring you to the show notes, okay? I'm talking about wargamingrecon.com/WR172. That's wargamingrecon.com/WR172. That'll bring you to the show notes so that you can then go and see all the other stuff you can get on and all the other cool things that are going on in older episodes. More on that later. But most importantly, you'll be able to get the full listing for the Holiday Gift Guide of all the items, including links, very important links to those websites and the URLs and places to get them so that you can then do your shopping and tell your buddies and your friends and your family and everyone where they too can go and do shopping. So since this is a very list heavy episode and because it is also an episode with a lot of content, more than usual, and I think the episodes have lots of content for you. We're an hour long show. This is going to be even more so. So I'm just going to dive right into the list here for everyone. Okay. Now, since it's my show, I'm starting off with my list and maybe that's a little presumptuous of me. So apologies, but that's what I'm doing. So my list has a variety of items on it, and I hope people will enjoy them. So let's start with items costing $20 or less. And when I say dollars, I mean American dollars, not Australian dollars, not, I don't know, Kerbal dollars or Star Wars dollars or something, like American dollars. So prices will vary. They might vary from the time that we're recording it now to when you look. And also another caveat, prices might vary because of exchange rates. So keep all that in mind, that these are approximate prices as of the time when I've looked them up, which is right before recording the show, and that they might not be the same as when you are listening to this, because you can listen to this at any time in the future. The first thing I want to mention, and of course I don't, I do. No, I don't. I thought I had some handy. I do, actually. Aha, more prepared than usual. So for those of you watching online live, because you can watch episodes live by going to wargamingrecon.com/live, and we also have special live links to the specific episodes. First thing on the list, Leadbear's Tufts. I did a whole episode on Leadbear's Tufts. Did that, oh God, I can't remember that the name, the episode number or anything, which isn't helpful. But these are fantastic little wargaming tufts. And when I say tufts, I mean tufts. And you'll have to look online for some pictures or go to the live video. And you can see these are really cool tufts that you can get and you put on your bases or dioramas or any of that kind of stuff. They are handmade in Mr. Leadbear's house in Mrs. Leadbear's kitchen. He's a stay-at-home dad, which I've talked about in the past when I did the very special episode just on his stuff, because I love it so much. And these are, I think these are 15 millimeter tufts, or 12 millimeter, I'm sorry. I have a couple different scales of his stuff. I have another one, it's definitely a smaller scale. But these are great. So they're really easy to use. You literally, you just pull them off. You can use tweezers. You don't have to, but you can. You pull them off the sheet and you put it exactly where you want it. And it sticks. You don't need extra glue. You don't need tape or anything. You just, bam, you put it there. You push a little bit and you're golden. These, I think, are one of the best basing materials you can use. You don't want to overdo it, of course. But this and a little bit of flock and you're golden. You can very quickly and expediently base all your models for an entire army. You could even do it on a table, right? So you put them out, and maybe you have some of those like pre-made modular boards, or GW sells them, and other people do. Or maybe you're making your own. You're making a special table just for one game. So you have your polystyrene, and you sculpted it, and you did all the other stuff, and you're blocking it. You can use some of these on there as well for that. Or on buildings and other terrain pieces, hills, whatever. You can put them with trees as a bottom to add a little extra. You can do all sorts of stuff. I didn't use it on this, but I've shown this in the past. This is a Flames of War objective marker that I painted. And you can see here, it's very, very tall because the grass has not been mown in a long time over here near this ammo dump, fuel dump rather. But that's just some woodland scenics. It's horsehair, actually. I could have used a tuft and I would have been even better off. And I have on our Facebook page, wargamingrecon.com/Facebook, you can see there are photos of my Flames of War Panzer Grenadier Army. And I've used Army Painter tufts there. And I actually compared the Army Painter tufts. And if you saw me looking off to the right, it's because I want to pull this stuff up. Compare them to the Leadbear's ones, right? And the Army Painter ones are more expensive. You don't really know what you're getting. A lot of times you're going to get a bunch that aren't usable and some that are, as I said, very, very expensive. Limited in sizing and not really customizable. So if you're in a pinch, go ahead and get them. But the Leadbear ones are way better. They cost $7.11 American, if you can believe it. And oh God, I'm not going to even count how many are on here, but I am going to open it up again. There's easily, what do we got? 3, 6, 9, 10. You get about 11 in a row, and there's like at least that many columns. So you're talking about like 40, probably about 40 or more tufts, 30 tufts in there for that price. You can buy them through him directly via Facebook. Again, a link in the show notes. He has a Facebook page for Leadbear's Tufts, and you can contact him and you pay via PayPal. And he also offers them for sale on eBay, which is how I got these. Fantastic price. Really, really, really cheap. And that's $7.11. That includes shipping. He's in Australia. So that's shipping from Australia to me on the East Coast of the United States. Superb value. I think this is probably one of the best wargaming products I've seen in my entire life. And you're thinking, I've seen tufts before. What do I care? But you haven't seen these. These are amazing tufts. A must have for everyone, whether you use minis or not, because we all play on tabletops. We all play with a variety of things. Fantastic gift. Great stocking stuffer. Must have. Also great first night of Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or Chrismukkah or oh, geez, I can't think of the one from Seinfeld. And I should because, well, whatever. But Seinfeld Holiday, whatever, Yankee Swap, you name it, you can use these. They're fantastic. So Leadbear's Scenic Tufts, $7.11 American for the box, right? And he does a variety of colors and options. He does flowers and he does plants and amazing. And they're made from Silfloor. So it's that really good, high-quality stuff. Everyone uses, the Army Painter people use, everybody's using them. Awesome. Just truly awesome. Buy them. You will not regret it. That I assure you. The next thing on my list, and I don't have any handy because I just sent my last ones out. We all need dice, right? You can never have enough D6s because in this day and age, most games that we play are using a D6 as our randomizer. And you want to have a nice one that looks good. You want to have them that they feel nice in your hand so that when you roll them, you're like, bam, and off they go. Because dice games are very tactile, right? And that's part of why we like them. We like the way they feel. We like the heft of them. We like to see them roll, but we also want them to look nice. And that's why a lot of people buy Chessex dice because they like the color combinations and everything. And they're nice. I have some. And I normally wouldn't do this, but I'm going to plug something of my own. So I'm going to plug the Working Man Recon dice. These are beautifully handcrafted, laser-etched wooden dice. They're custom. You get a set of six of them for $18. You're thinking, $18 for six dice? That's whoa. I can buy chesses for whatever. And that's true, except they're not going to be custom handmade. They have special logos. I'm having new ones made by Christopher Rett. He's an amazing individual who I've been able to meet and get to know through Huzzah. So if you are anywhere in New England, you're going to be helping out a local guy by getting these because the money goes to Chris and helps his business and he's expanding and he helps a hobby and he does a lot with Huzzah and Hobby Bunker and Game Days and all these New England wargaming conventions. He's there, right? And then also, by getting these, you get them through the Wargaming Recon Patreon so that you buy yourself a set of six dice. You back the show for a month at that level, $18. I send you the dice. Back it for as long as you want. I don't want to tell you just do one month. You back it for however long you want. But you'll get the dice, set of six, every month that you back at that $18 dice level. And that includes shipping. I mail them to you. You get a set of six dice. So you'll have these awesome dice. They're very special. Very few people will have these dice. So it'll be recognizable and you use them. And the six sided face is the one that has our special logo and everything on it. You'll get those. I love these dice. They are beautiful. They're very well done, handcrafted. As I said, $18 gets them to you. So that's through our Patreon, wargamingrecon.com/Patreon. If you don't want to get dice that I'm shilling for that are benefiting me, I understand it, right? $18 for a set of six dice. I understand. I wanted the price lower, but I can't. I got them as low as Chris can give them to me because his costs are, you know, where they are. You can get Chessex dice. You can get other dice, whatever. But they're not going to be as cool as these. I'm just saying. So Wargaming Recon custom D6. They're wooden. They're beautiful. I know not everyone loves wooden dice, but they're beautiful and they're wooden and they're fantastic. And this natural, safe for the environment. I believe they're okay for me to import to other countries. I know some places like Australia have issues. They're very particular about things like wooden stuff or whatever. That's something that you guys would have to look into if you live in those areas to make sure that they're okay. Or you can have specific questions and then ask me and I'll find out from Chris to make sure that things are all set. But for here in the US, North America, we're golden. So there you go. And I believe even the UK, I think you're fine as well. $18. Now, the next item is my last one in this under $20 category. And I tell you, finding items for under $20, not the easiest thing in the world, but it can be done. And I think I've made that a great example through the Leadbear's Tufts, through these dice, and through the next thing I'm going to mention. I know a lot of you who listen to the show love to paint. I do not. I've talked about that a lot. I'm not trying to convert any of you to not painting minis or terrain or whatever. You love to do it. I get it. But to do that, you need certain tools, right? And these tools, they run out, they wear out. You need to get more. I'm talking about brushes, paint brushes in particular. You can get cheapo brushes from like a Walmart, a Kmart, or a Hobby Lobby or something like that. You can get super expensive ones, over expensive, I would say, like GW ones. You don't need to do that. You can get good quality brushes for a good price from the Army Painter. So they have this really cool set that's ideal for wargamers, and they have two different levels of brushes. The entry level or introductory level of brushes are called hobby brushes. They're good. You can use them. They're not bad. They are good. But if you're going to be really serious about your painting, or you're going to be doing a large army, or you're doing a bunch of armies, you might want a little bit better quality brushes because if you take care of them, they're going to last a little bit longer. So they have a Wargamer line of brushes, which are a little bit higher quality, a little different design. They feel better in your hand, really good handles, better quality bristles. And you take care of them. They're going to last you a long, long, long time. And then when they do wear out, you can buy other ones, but it's worth the money. So they have what they call a most, I got to look at this, most wanted Wargamer paintbrush set. It's $14.41 on Amazon. And our link in the show notes, it's an affiliate link. So I want to let you know some of the links I'm going to talk about here on the episode and in the show notes, they are affiliate links. And what that means is if you buy the product using the link that we provide, it doesn't cost you any extra, but the manufacturer or the vendor, they give a little bit of a kickback my way for sending them business. Now, I know not all of you will be aware of this, even though it's on the website and it's in the show notes, but I want to make a point of saying I do not recommend products just to get the affiliate link commission, the commission price, the kickback, whatever you want to call it. I recommend them because they are products in which I believe and products in which I think will be useful to you. So if something is not going to be useful to you or something I can't stand behind, I don't care how much money they're going to throw at me. I will not ever, ever recommend it nor use any sort of linkage like that where I would get a kickback. It's only in stuff that I support or that I think would be useful to you. These are products I think would be useful to you. And it just so happens if you buy them via the Amazon link that I have, Amazon sends a little bit of money my way as thanks for sending them business that they may not have had otherwise. And then that money that comes my way, I don't just shove it in my pocket and be like, I'm going to go buy a Ferrari. No, it goes back to the show so that we can do things like, I don't know, pay for web hosting and keep the show online. Or see right here, this microphone, not long ago, my microphone died and I couldn't use it. I had it for like 3 years and I needed a new one. So I bought it from Amazon, which is right here. It came and look, it's fancy. It's nice. It's good. Same exact mic. And I had a few episodes where I pretended I was using the microphone because I didn't want people to know, but I wanted to wait and I got it and it came in handy because money that came in from things like our sponsor, the Maine Historical Wargamers Association and Amazon affiliates and Wargame Soldiers and Strategy affiliate links. And of course our Patreon backers made it possible for me to buy another microphone. And I thought, oh, mics are expensive and do I really want to? And I was talking to my buddy, Mike Payne, my co-host, who of course can't be here right now. And he said, John, if you don't have a mic, you don't have a show. Buy the mic. And he's correct. So I bought the microphone and here we are. So that's the point. Those affiliate commissions and things like that, they come back and they help me when I need to buy a new microphone or help me to get to a convention that I need to cover or to buy review products and things like that. Because I don't get stuff for free usually. If I want to review something, it costs me money. And therefore, I got to go and I got to spend. And I have to work with what I have, which is the show's budget, to do all these things and make it work. So if a little bit extra can come from like a place like Amazon and it doesn't cost you anything extra and you get a really cool product that you're going to love and use, why the heck would I not recommend using it and buying that through one of our affiliate links? Because it helps us out, it helps Amazon out or whoever the vendor is, and it helps you out and it doesn't cost you a darn thing extra, which is what I like. I like to save you money. I like to save us money. I like everyone to be happy. So that's what we try. So the Army Painter Most Wanted Wargamer Paintbrush Set. Whew, that's a mouthful. $14.41 on Amazon. You get the regiment brush, you get a small dry brush, and an insane detail brush. Basically, the regiment brush is going to be your base coat brush. It's for regiments, as the name implies, but it's your base coat brush. Small dry brush is a small dry brush. Yeah, a large dry brush would be great because you could do stuff quicker, but a smaller one's more versatile in that if you have a smaller figure, you're doing 10 mil, you're doing 15 mil, you're doing 6 mil, or just a small area, you want to do some detail and dry brush it. You don't need a whole big brush, so you use a small dry brush. But then if you're doing something larger, yeah, it takes you a little bit longer. But this can get you started. And if someone's like, I'm doing a lot of dry brushing, maybe they'll love the brushes because of this. And then they'll say, well, I'll buy the large dry brush. And then that insane detail brush is like a very fine brush so that you can get in and do like eyes and buttons and stuff. Any of those rivet counters out there, if they're like, well, your facing should be a different color and your buttons are slightly the wrong shade of brass. For people like that who want to make sure all that's correct, you need a really good detail on it. So you get in and do that. It's also cool if you want to add a little bit of extra weathering or distress your models in some way. I don't mean like physically, like, but like, model, I'm ashamed of you and you should be distressed because you make me mad and you should go to your room and have a timeout. No, I mean like you want to paint like some battle damage on and things like that sort. You don't want to go crazy and have a gigantic brush and be like, you need a little more control, a little more fine motor skills involved. You need to take that fine brush and just go and get that just precise area. So Insane Detail Brush is the way to go. $14.41, as I said, via Amazon, and you can get it. I will note you can buy these brushes separately from Army Painter and, of course, your friendly local game store. I should say, if you can get any of the products that I'm mentioning today from your friendly local game store, and it's a game store that you like, that you support, and that's good, and that deserves your business, go there and shop there. Support local businesses if you can. And if you can't, or if you need to save some money or whatever, it's you need to deal with the shipping and stuff, and your local game store can't do the shipping, and someplace online just makes it easy to ship the product to your recipient. Shop online, try our affiliate links or whatever. So now let's move into the under $50 category, okay? So the first thing I have is an amazing board game. I've talked about it a lot. And any of you who follow the show on Facebook and on Twitter to some degree, but on social media, have seen photos of it getting played. I'm calling attention to the game 1775 Rebellion by Academy Games. It's $48. The link I have is also, I believe, an Amazon affiliate link. It's a great game. A lot of local game stores carry it. And really, it's a must-have. If you're unfamiliar with the game, think of it as such. You probably know Risk, right? It's a more evolved version of Risk in a very, very broad sense and such. So broad that I'm not really doing it justice by referring to it as Risk. But it's set in the North American colonies for the British Empire when the Americans wish to succeed and form their own country. And the British are like, whoa, what are you doing there, crazy people? Let's take a moment. And you're British subjects of His Royal Majesty. So we're going to keep you here by force and scene. So the battle begins and that's how the game goes. And you got to deploy troops throughout the colonies and try to take control. And you deal with the Native Americans and the French get involved and the Hessians get involved. And it's really cool. So unpredictable. A lot of fun. It's a great co-op game. I can't recommend it enough. It's another fantastic game. $48 for a board game with great high production quality that you will play again and again and again and again. And I promise, and I've been promising it for a long time, I know, but I promise that I will do an episode on how to play it solo. There's no official solo rules, but I've played it solo and it's worked out and you can do it. So the next thing on my list is a set of rules for muskets and tomahawks. It costs $40 from On Military Matters. You can get it directly from North Star Figures over in the UK. Here in North America, On Military Matters is a place to go. They're a fantastic vendor, I should just say, in general. They publish rules. They do a lot of great stuff. Lots of respect for On Military Matters. They're based in Jersey. Amazing. Fantastic customer service and worth doing business with, period, for anything. And they have a lot of product figures and wargaming rules and history books and you name it, they got it. Just shop there. But this, Muskets and Tomahawks, is another great colonial American game in that it's set in the French and Indian War. It's a skirmish-ish level game. I'm going to use the word skirmish very loosely here because you do have units, but each side is like 40 to 50 figures, depending on what scenario you're doing and how you're playing. I've run games of it with my buddy Adrian, with my buddy Court, ran it at Total Con, what was it, in 2015, I think it was, using, I think it was 40 millimeter or 54 millimeter figures. Armies in Plastic were the manufacturers. It's a lot of fun, really cool. So we did that. You can do it just about any scale. They have 28 mil figures that you can get. You could do it just whatever. And it's awesome because since it's a lower level game in that you really zoomed in on the battlefield, it has extra things. So it has like these quests, right? Where your officers will have a special objective, let's call it, to use a non-RPG term, but it's a quest. Special objective where like you get another winning way to win. So where like the officer might just want to like flee. So they have to keep on moving away. And if they do that, then you get bonus points and so forth and you can win. A lot of fun, really cool. Great set of rules, very easy to play, very introductory, but hard to master, which I think is a sign of any fantastically well-written and well-thought-out set of rules. Must have. You should just have it in your set. I have it back here in my bookcase. So those of you who watch live will see behind me, I've got a bookcase and it's back there. And if you just listen, there's a bookcase behind me that contains my wargaming rule sets, containing some games and history books and things of that sort. Everyone should have. Even if you're not into the period, it might get you into it. And the breakthrough barrier is small enough in terms of the number of figures and the money you need to spend that it's doable. $40 for the rules on Military Matters. And then the next thing I want to suggest, it's something I haven't played yet, but one that I think will be really cool. So I've talked a lot over the years about Black Powder and Hail Caesar and that whole really core dynamic of rules mechanics and how I love them and how I think they're really good. This is going to go in a different direction. I want to suggest Aurelion by Sam Mustafa. So this is an ancient game set in like high conflict time of the Roman Empire during the reign of Aurelian. And you have the barbarians coming in and the Romans are fighting each other, trying to see who's going to be emperor. And that all happens in this game. It's like 70 years, seven decades roughly of time period covered in the game. Fantastic campaign mechanics. You don't need models because, as I'm going to hold up in a second, he calls them army tiles or unit tiles rather, but it's a deck of army cards. They're fantastically high quality, beautifully printed, full color. I have one here. It's the Romans because I love Romans and I've talked about wanting to use them for Hail Caesar, but they're intended for Aurelian. So you don't need anything else. You just, you get this and you're good and you can play the game. One deck actually has enough stuff. I think depending on what, where you are in the campaign or where you are in playing the game for more than one army, but he has other ones, the Sarmatians, the Persians, the Gauls, I think. I feel like I'm leaving someone out or that I have one of them wrong. But the rules, they're PDF. It's $29 American for the rules. I'm suggesting you get the rules and one of the set of unit tiles or army deck. The Romans would be the best one to do because you then are all set. You don't need anything else. The Romans can fight themselves, but the barbarians really wouldn't just fight themselves. They would fight the Romans too. And there's some interplay in that as a Romans, for example, as you progress, it's getting later and later in the Roman Empire, and it's harder to get really good quality troops. So they become more expensive. So then you want to recruit some barbarians. And the barbarians, they want to get as much power as possible. So as a Romans here, if you just had, you know, this, you set to play. But as a barbarians, you really need a Roman army to engage with. And if you wanted to just get one set of army cards and the rules, it's $29. Weird in how you have to buy these things. And so the rules you buy through Mr. Sam Mustafa. So you go to his website, Sam Mustafa. I have a link, don't worry. And you order it through his web shop. It's a PDF. He sends you the PDF. It's $29. The cards, though, they're print on demand. And you can get those through drive-through cards. We'll have a link to that. It'll be an affiliate link. We'll have a link. And they're like $20 for the Romans, $20 for another one, and it's $18 for the other two. You could go crazy with this game because in addition to the rules and actual armies, and you can use models, but actual army cards, you also need what he refers to as action cards. And he allows you to print them out for free from his website, so you don't have to spend money on them. But if you want like nice high-quality poker-type cards like what these army ones are, you're going to want to buy them from drive-through cards, say $20. So if you bought all four armies and the core rules, the whole rules really, and the action cards, it's $125 American. So you really could go hog wild, and that would give you enough for you and like all your buddies to play this in any variety that you can think of. Or $49 gets you in the door with the rules. You download and print out those action cards for free from his website, save yourself some money, you put them on paper or some nice cardstock or whatever, and then buy just one of the army tile decks, the Romans, and that'll get you going. And it's a good gift idea. $49 under 50. I mean, you pay shipping too, but $49, and it gets you in the door. So before I go to the $100 and up level, I just want to recap what I've had so far in my list. And I got two more lists for you, okay? So there's a lot of stuff here, like I promised. First thing on my list, Leadbear Scenic Tufts, $7.11. You can get Facebook or eBay. The Wargaming Recon Custom D6 Wooden Dice, $18 via our Patreon campaign. Army Painter Most Wanted Wargamer Paintbrush Set on Amazon, $14.41. 1775 Rebellion, the board game. It's by Academy Games, $48 from Amazon and, of course, also from your friendly local game store. Muskets and Tomahawks Set of Rules, $40 from On Military Matters. Some local game stores carry them, but not all, so you might have to check. Don't just presume that your local game store has it, but On Military Matters definitely has it. And then the what I'm calling the Aurelian Gaming Package, where you get the rules. It's PDF, only PDF. He doesn't do printed book for this. PDF and the army deck for $49. So now we're going into like the expensive stuff. Like the not that these others aren't cool because they are, but like the really cool stuff. So the first thing on my list is the Crescent Root Studios turret. It's a 28 millimeter turret. It's great for World War II. It's European in setting. Be great for like Battle of the Bulge, put it in Bastogne or something like that. It's $210. It is pre-painted. Now, these have a lot of great detail. They're gorgeous. And Crescent Root does a variety of terrain pieces. And I've only seen this in pictures online, but I have seen some of the other stuff in person. And I'm hoping to review some of the things and get some of this stuff in the future for review purposes, and we'll see. But this $210, you get the whole church. It's beautiful, and you can take the top off, you can put models inside. It'd be fantastic for a thing like bolt action, maybe even chain of command, Operation Squad, I think is the name. It's World War II skirmish game. It'd be a lot of fun. You could probably even use it for, I mean, it's definitely out of scale, but if you scaled up your Flames of War stuff, you could use it for like Flames of War or something like that. You'll have a blast. It's beautiful, just a fantastic piece of terrain. $210. Now, the next thing on my list is something that I've mentioned in the past, but I think it's so worth doing that I'm going to put it here. And I know it's a stretch, but this is like the stretch category, right? It's like when you're applying to colleges and universities, and you have your safe schools, you have ones that, you know, would be good, but a slight reach. And then you have like your real reach schools that like you're hoping, but maybe probably not. So that's what these are. This next one is to attend a convention. Get pricey, I know. In particular, I'm going to highlight two cons, but there's many, many others out there. There's like Gen Con and Historicon and Fallen and all of those sort of things, and Salute and, you know, whatever, Crisis and so forth. But you could go to Total Con. It's not going to be in Mansfield anymore. It's in Marlborough, Mass. $353.18 and up. That gets you in for the whole weekend, and that covers hotel room too. So if you go hog wild and you factor in like buying things and you factor in meals and food and all that kind of stuff, it can be really crazy. But otherwise, $353.18 and up gets you to the con. I'm going to be there. So if you happen to go in 2017 or pay for someone to go in 2017, maybe you'll see me. It's at the Best Western Royal Plaza, Marlborough, and that's how you would book the hotel, and you will get your con badge. Hopefully you'll pre-reg so you get a cheaper price. You do that through the Total Con website. And then the other one I want to highlight, and again, any convention would be a great option. You got to figure out which con would meet the person's needs. If they're into anime, you go to like Anime Boston. If they're into video games, you might want to go to like PAX East or E3 or something. You get the idea. Huzzah. Huzzah is up in Portland, Maine. $268.26 and up gets you in the door to the con for the whole weekend and gets you a hotel room at the con discount price at the Portland's DoubleTree Inn. So either one would be great. You can have a fantastic time. A lot of great games. You'll be exposed to things you might not normally have played. Must have, must do. There you are. And then my final one, it's one that I always personally hope for every year, and it doesn't happen, but that's okay. And that's to have someone paint miniatures for you or for a friend. So you commission a miniatures painter. Price varies. It depends on who and what you're getting done and what you want. But there's a guy in Australia, Gunners Wargaming. He's on Blogspot, and he comes highly recommended to me as being very affordable. And for a project I generally have in mind, it would cost about $1,676.16 American for everything. And that's a gigantic army, like huge, like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of models, and even more than I am probably thinking of for how much it would cost to get them all. And it's about 400, 500 models or so to do. And that was just a general guideline for me for the pricing. But again, prices vary. You could do a squad, you could do a single model, you could do a regiment, you could do whatever. So price varies, but there you go. Make sure it's someone reputable, someone who comes highly trusted and valued. And listen to our episode and future episodes about what to do when hiring a miniatures painter. Because you can kind of get ripped off depending on where you go and what you're getting done and all of that kind of stuff. So like I did episode 164, and that was 5 tips for hiring a miniatures painter. Give that a listen before you hire anyone and stuff. So that way you can kind of just have some general guidelines. And these are tips that I got from other people who've commissioned painters and from professional miniatures painters. So just keep that in mind. So that is my segment of the Holiday Gift Guide 2016. I will recap everything very quickly for you before I move on to the next person's list. So as I said, Leadbear Scenic Tufts, custom D6, the Army Painter Most Wanted Wargamer Paintbrush Set, 1775 Rebellion, Muskets and Tomahawks, the Aurelian Gaming Package, including the rules and a set of these army cards. Crescent Root Studios Church, it's pre-painted, don't need to spend any time or effort painting it, and it looks gorgeous. The chance to go to a convention, you could go to TotalCon and Marlboro Mass or Huzzah up in Portland, Maine. You can commission a miniatures painter. So now we're going to go on to two of my buddies, and they weren't able to record with me today, which is unfortunate. I'm sad here. But they sent their list in so that way I could share what they think would be great gifts for other gamers, and they might also be things that they would like for themselves. So the first thing is, this list is from my buddy Adrian. He's been on the show numerous times, and you're probably most familiar with the fact that he games with me a lot, and that he does, historically has done, the Huzzah episode with me from Huzzah. We recorded live there. So for his under $20, he's just getting 3 or 4 cheap tape measures marked in both inches and centimeters. And you're going to be like, why does it need to be both inches and centimeters? Well, I'll tell you why. In the U.S., use inches, right? It's very simple. You go and you do that. But not every game does. So, for example, at the Extra Life Gamerthon, Adrian and my buddy Alex came over and we played a World War II skirmish game where things were in centimeters. We didn't all have tape measures that were in centimeters. Oddly enough, I think they would have both, but they don't. So it's important to get them that they're cheap enough. You can get them just about anywhere. Go to your local hardware store. Like, Games Workshop sells them, but they're super expensive. Wargaming Recon, since Adrian mentioned it, and it's not me. We have our custom Wargaming Recon tape measures. They're small enough to fit in your pocket, and they are, let me do it this way so people see live. You can actually see. But they actually are in inches and in centimeters. You can back the show on Patreon to get them. $15 a month gets you one. Get as many as you want. Help the show. Get some cool tape measures that fit in your pocket. Never be without them. Or go to your hardware store and get them, you know, wherever. Doesn't matter. Whatever works for you. So get, he says 3 or 4 of them. And that's actually, it's great advice because having one is great. But then, like, you play with your buddies, right? And then you have it. And they don't have one. So they're like, hey, John, can I borrow your tape measure? And you're like, okay, here you go. And then you need it. And you're like, hey, Adrian, can I have my tape measure back? And they're like, okay. And then your buddy Alex is like, well, I need a measure at the same time as both of you. So can I? Oh, wait, we only have one. I'm sorry. That's not very friendly. Get a couple so that everyone can have their own, and that, or get them, get like 4 of them, like Adrian said, and give one to each of your friends. So that way you have one, and Adrian has one, and Alex has one, and Adam has one, and Mike has one, and Steve has one, and you get the picture, right? They bring them to you when they game at your place. You bring up yours when you go to their place to game, and you all bring them when you go to the game store to game. There you go. Winning idea. His next idea is a bag full of MDF bases of various size from someone like Litco. He says modelers never have enough, and he's right. So he's talking about bases for your figures, whether they're 28mm people or 40mm, or I, of course, don't. Actually, that's not true. I do have examples. So let's go back to my Flames of War objective marker, right? So I have a Flames of War objective marker, and it came on its base. But if it didn't, I'd want to have a base for it. Or... and I haven't shown anyone this, so if you watch live or you watch the YouTube video, you'll see. But I have this beautifully painted model here. It's Romans 28mm. I think it's Warlord Games. And it's painted by a good friend of mine, Dave Livesey. And it's based, right? And he actually did something different. Based it on a coin, which a lot of people do. But you can also get some really cheap bases. Litco makes amazing, beautiful bases that are very, very cheap. And I don't have any handy to show anyone, but I have bases, and you can get them really cheap, and they'll ship them to you, and you're golden. That way, anything, any project you have, you just do it. If you need to rebase stuff, you're fine. You can even use them for terrain or whatever, and use them as like markers and things, placeholders and so forth. You're fine. And he also says a decent dice bag. Don't let your gamer never actually have enough to play, and that's true, because I'm suggesting you get the dice, right? But then what are you going to put them in? You need something. You're just going to have them loose, and maybe some 3 are in this box and 2 are in that bag and 4, well, those were left in the car, but not the car I took today. And I got another bunch that were in my backpack, but oh, wait, that's at work. And you need a bag to put them all in. That way you have them there. You're not going to forget them. You have them handy. So you get a nice bag. You do it. You can get dice bags anywhere. They're very, very cheap, various prices. You don't have to worry, and you're golden. And then for under 50, he has a few other options. So he's suggesting that you get a 12-inch octagonal felt-lined dice tray. It's $24.99 from Amazon. And he's suggesting this, and it's a great idea because how many times have you rolled dice, or I've rolled dice, and they end up on the playing area, they get cocked, they knock over models, they knock over terrain, they knock over trees, or whatever. And you're like, oh man, I got to re-roll. Or they fall on the floor, and you hope you find it, but they get lost forever because the carpet ate them. You roll them in here. You don't have to worry about it because you know where they are. They're not going to knock over stuff. They're not going to get lost. They're not going to get cocked. Every roll is fine every time. Bam, $24.99 on Amazon again. Affiliate link. And he's also suggesting the Warlord Games 28mm bolt action Hollywood Tiger. It's $40 from Warlord Games. And his email to me with this listed in it, I'm going to pull it up because it was funny. And like, I'm reading it, and in my head, I'm reading it like in his voice, which made it extra funny to me. So because he normally talks with a sarcastic tone, which is, I don't know, makes me laugh. So I'm going to read what he said, and okay, I don't need to edit on the fly what he said. So he says, quote, game appropriate model of a tiger mock-up as seen in some of the worst war movies of all time. Useful for triggering your opponent, especially if they are a, quote, historical accuracy above all, unquote, type, or even better, a tournament weenie, unquote. So that's what Adrian had to say about the Hollywood Tiger. I will tell you that Warlord says it is referenced from the film Kelly's Heroes, which I really enjoy. I think it's funny. Is it a great war movie? No, it's enjoyable. It's Hollywood. Leave it at that. But based off the tiger that's in there, and that seems to be in all of these kind of things. So that's this. If you play bolt action, really any sort of World War II 28mm stuff, it's great to have. It's a good looking model. It's unassembled, unpainted. You know the deal. You got to do all that, but it's fine. And then he also suggests a gift certificate to a place like Michael's, AC Moore, Hobby Lobby, any of those like craft kind of stores or hobby stores where you can go, you can buy things like super glue, you can buy paint and wood, so you can make your own terrain, you can make your own hills, you can make your own trees and all that sort of stuff. Go there. It's great. You're going to find something just about every time. And if you don't want to get the like official wargaming type brushes, like I mentioned, go here, get some Winsor & Newton's or other brands, and you can paint your models with any of those. So that's Adrian's $50 and under category. And then let's move on to his 100 and up. And he has some doozies in here, actually. So the first thing he suggests, and I love it, he was not very specific in like a model or a make on this thing. So I picked one that I think is decent and that I think is a little more affordable. There are other options out there, and he's not being specific. So he's suggesting a 3D printer. There's a lot of variety out there, a lot of different prices, a lot of different makes. It depends on your need. I just kind of picked the MakerBot Replicator Mini Compact. It's retailing on Amazon via our affiliate link for $950. You can get the full scale one. It's like almost $2,500 American. Lets you do bigger things, so it'd be cool. This is actually a great gift idea, and they have become a lot more affordable now, just like any printer, really, whether it's your printer for your computer or whatever. The thing that you're going to spend the most money on is ink, or in this case, spools of cartridge thread things, printing material. But you could actually make money with this, okay? So you can go and you can buy the schematics, and you don't even need to make the blueprints yourself. You buy them. And there's Kickstarters all the time for these things that have been some for some really cool, like star forts and castles and things. Go, you buy them, you print it out, and you can make as much terrain as you want. It looks really good. And depending on what color plastic you use, I would argue you may not need to paint it. I'm sure most people, including Adrian, would say, whoa, you got to paint it. I'm going to say, maybe you don't, but maybe you do. And then you can also resell it. So if the license allows you to, for, you know, whatever the blueprint is that you bought, if they're like, you can resell, you can do whatever. If they don't say no commercial use allowed, buy it, print out as much as you want, and sell to your buddy, sell to whomever. You can make a buck, maybe pay off your machine. Who knows? Maybe it allows you to buy some other things on this list. So that's an option. It's one I like, and I think it'd be really cool. His next item is from Warlord Games. It is the Waterloo Hougoumont terrain set. It's for $318. It's 28mm black powder. Would work great with black powder, or really, you could use it for any Napoleonic game, right? 28mm, so keep that in mind. Looks really good. You get to paint it, assemble it, and so forth. It's nice, though. And then his final item in his list is a pre-painted army for game of choice. So many of us want to play games. We don't all want to paint. I don't. We don't all have the time or capacity to paint. So hiring a painter is the way to go. He's suggesting getting a pre-painted army, whereas I'm suggesting hiring someone to paint an army. It's basically the same thing, right? Just two different ways to go about it. Basically the same. You'll end up with the same result. Let's recap his list for everyone. Don't worry. It's all in the show notes. I can hear your internal thoughts. Not really, but I'm sure they can. Oh my God, this is so long. This is like a normal episode and we're not even done. That's right. We got another list to go and then some more content. So Adrian's list is as such. For under 20, he's suggesting 3 or 4 cheap tape measures that have measurements in inches and centimeters. A bag full of MDF bases. Go to Litco. It's the easiest way. Just go to Litco and buy bases of whatever sizes you need. And if you don't know, get a variety of sizes. You'll be fine. And then also a decent dice bag. They're cheap. You can get them anywhere. Cloth, whatever. You're fine. Throw all your dice in. You never will be without a dice. He also says to get the 12-inch octagonal felt-lined dice tray via Amazon, $24.99. You'll never have a cocked dice. You'll never lose a dice. They'll all be in there. The Warlord Games 28mm bolt-action Hollywood Tiger and a gift certificate to like a hobby shop, a place like a craft store like an AC Moore or a Hobby Lobby or a Michaels. They're all over the place. A 3D printer such as the MakerBot Replicator Mini Compact, the Waterloo Hougoumont terrain set from Warlord Games, or a pre-painted army. Woo! A lot of stuff this episode, right? So now we're going to move to the last list. And this is the one that I think is going to be the most interesting because it's by my buddy Alex. And he is interested in historical games, but he's really a skirmish sci-fi fantasy gamer. So I've expected that it will be very, very different from the rest, which is great because it's going to give options to a lot of people because not everyone's going to be interested in what Adrian had or what I had, but this really takes it far afield. And I have to say, I haven't heard of half of the things that he's mentioned in his list. So it's cool. So learning experience for me and probably for you as well. So for his under $20 category, he starts off with Song of Blades and Heroes. It's $8 from Ganesha Games, or you can get it directly through Wargame Vault, which is an affiliate link. It's a PDF. It's a set of rules, skirmish, fantasy kind of bent, but they use core mechanic for a variety of things. So they do historical, so they have a type game, and they do basically just about every setting, but they use the core mechanics of Song of Blades and Heroes, and they use names like Song of whatever, and Song of such and such. You get the idea, right? Kind of like the Black Powder people do. There's Black Powder and Hail Caesar and Last Argument of Kings and blah, 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 blah. Same core mechanics, different periods and different flavor. That's what they do here. $8 though, PDF, great deal. And he told me he thinks everyone should have a copy of it. Must have for everybody. His next item is Rebel Minis 15mm Superheroes and Supervillains. He's on a superhero kick right now. And his list actually are things that he would love to get personally. He thinks they'd be good for other people, but it's like his personal wants. So that's why things are skewed that way. But that's cool because this is where his interest is. And a lot of you have interest there as well. So these models are 15 mil. It's $13.98 for both sets. There's a superhero set and a supervillain set. You paint them. They look nice. Great for a skirmish game. You could use them for any of those like Marvel type of superhero minis games that are out there. Something you could do. They'd be great. And it's under $14. That's crazy, right? And I think they're like a set of, what is it? A set of 6 figs each, something like that. And I'm just double checking as we do our little bit of recording. And, you know, they don't say on their website, but I can count. There's 11 figures. So 2 sets of 11 figures, roughly probably 11 figures. So it's 22 figures, 25 figures, $14, and then shipping. It's a steal. And then he must have had the same idea as Adrian, because he suggested some bases for your models. He likes proxy models. He says the bases are really good and you can get them on Amazon. $15 from Amazon, as I said, via our affiliate link. A lot of different sizes. They're cheaper. He had like 15 like for 2 of them. And they're basically like $3.99 for a set of bases plus like $4 shipping, something like that. So you can get them really, really cheap. You get some, try them out, see what you think, if the sizes work, if everything's nice, and just go crazy and buy more. His under $50 category is cool as well. So he suggests Old Glory 25mm. I wrote 25 mil, but something tells me that's not right, that that's 15 mil. Yeah, that's correct. I am wrong. So Old Glory 15mm. Sorry about that, everybody. You would think with all the time I spent doing pre-production, I would have got that correct. But I tell you, this episode, it's hard because it's very intensive with the labor beforehand, and that I got to have links to everything. I got to double check stuff and the prices, and clearly I didn't double check enough. But doing it not just for me, but with like a bunch of us, it's like tripled the workload. So I apologize for that mistake. But he suggests Old Glory 15mm Cowboys and Bandits. That's two separate sets, and you get a bunch of figures, $32. Old Glory makes nice models, and they can be really useful for all sorts of skirmish gaming. You can do a bunch of different things, Old West, Wild West. You can do Westworld and variations of sci-fi stuff. You name it, whatever. It works. And nice figs, too. Very cheap. And I should note, actually, if you're an Old Glory Army member, you get a hefty discount. It's like half off. So these prices would be reduced even further. It's like $50 to join for the year. But depending on how much you buy, you can actually make that money back and then some. He also suggested 1775 Rebellion by Academy Games. Since I already talked about it, I'm not going to talk about it again. It's funny, though, that he and I both had it and that he loves it as much as I do. And we played it a few times, and he said that it's one of his favorite board games that we play, and that it has extra dimensions that he really likes, but it's really easy to kind of just dive in and learn so that you're not overwhelmed with too much stuff. Like, there are some other games he and I like, and that I like as well, just irrespective of Alex, that are great, but there's just so much thrown at you that it has such a steep learning curve that you almost don't want to play no matter how good they are. And this does not suffer from that. $48 via our Amazon affiliate link. And then he rounds out his $50 category with a one-year subscription to Wargames, Soldiers, and Strategy. It's $35.09 via our affiliate link. And that's for the print copy. You could do digital, but he's suggesting the physical because he likes to have it in physical. And I like physical as well. It's just the shipping for these things. When you're going from Europe or the UK, anywhere from the EU or the United Kingdom to here in North America, shipping kills. And so if you can do digital, I personally prefer the digital because it's easier. And sometimes you actually get it quicker. He suggested the physical, $35.09. You can't go wrong. Great magazine. I've talked about it in the past a lot. Had them on the show. I've had Jesper on the show. Haven't had Guy yet. Guy's on my list. Guy, if you listen or see this, I want to get in touch. I want you on the show. 2017 season, right? Let's make it happen because it'll be cool. Great magazine. So that finishes out his $50 category. Let's do the final category, $100 and up. He starts off with the Old Glory 15mm Transylvania playset. It's beautiful. It costs $400, but you can get it cheaper. So if you join Old Glory Army, and I don't get any money from them for this, but if you join Old Glory Army, $50 gets you in, and then they reduce the price to $240, so almost half off. So you figure you're spending about $300, $290 to get this if you're also become an Old Glory member instead of $400. Save $110. Made your money back, and then some. It's a nice piece. Can do a lot of really cool fantasy and pulp gaming and sci-fi and all sorts of stuff. Would work well with some of the other things that Alex has on his list. He also suggests some Terrainscapes modular gaming boards. You commission them to make custom ones for you. They're not taking commissions right now, though, and the price varies. You get it directly through the Terrainscapes website. The boards look really good. Nice modular boards so that you can mix and match. The verdant green ones are really cool. I think they would be of most interest to a historical gamer, but there's other ones. There's rivers and oceans and whatever. They can make just about anything. So check them out. And then his last one would be two Splintered Light Miniatures 15mm armies. And these are fantasy armies. It would cost $121.99 for you to make your own army. So they have a bunch of war bands, and then you would just kind of pick and choose which ones you want, and you end up with two armies worth $121.99. Whew. Let's recap. Okay. So let's go back and start at the beginning, and I'll just work my way quickly down all of these. So for under $20, you can get Leadbear Scenic Tufts for $7.11 American, a set of Wargaming Recon wooden custom D6 for $18, or for $14.41 from Amazon, Army Painter Most Wanted Wargamer Paintbrush set. You could also get three or four cheap tape measures marked in centimeters and inches, a bag full of MDF bases, such as ones you can get from Litco. You can also get a decent dice bag. You can get Song of Blades and Heroes, the PDF fantasy skirmish set of rules for $8. Rebel Minis 15mm Superheroes and Supervillains set for $13.98. And Proxy Models bases, $15 via Amazon for a bunch of different bases. For under $50 American, you can get 1775 Rebellion. It's a board game by Academy Games. $48 via our Amazon affiliate link. Muskets and Tomahawks. fantastic set of rules for French and Indian War skirmish-ish gaming. $40 from On Military Matters. You can get, I totally skipped over everything. Yeah. You can also get the, what I call the Aurelian Gaming Bundle. So you buy the Aurelian PDF set of rules for Ancients Gaming and the Army Cards. It's $49. That's from Sam Mustafa and Drive-Thru Cards. Use our affiliate link. You can then get a 12-inch octagonal felt-lined dice tray for $24.99 via Amazon. The Warlord Games 28mm bolt-action Hollywood Tiger for $40. A gift certificate to Michaels or AC Moore or Hobby Lobby or any craft or hobby store. You can pick up two sets, one of the Old Glory 15mm Cowboys and one of the Old Glory 15mm Bandits for $32 from Old Glory. You can get Rebellion, as I had mentioned, or a one-year subscription to Wargames Soldiers and Strategy magazine. The print physical edition, $35.09 American, includes shipping, and use our affiliate link. And then if you want to go hog wild, or you have a higher price point for these people that you're going to spend money for, $100 and up. The Crescent Root Studios Church is $210 from Crescent Root. Pre-painted, assembled, looks gorgeous. Get it. You can go to a convention. A lot of different cons out there, but you could go to TotalCon for $353.18. Covers a con and hotel in that price. So that's both. Keep that in mind. Or Huzzah up in Portland, Maine for $268.26. That's for both con and hotel. You could pick up a 3D printer such as the MakerBot Replicator Mini Compact 3D Printer for $950 via Amazon. You could get the Waterloo Hougoumont Terrain Set for $318 from, and you can get a pre-painted army for game of choice for your gamer. You could also get someone to paint, hire a commission painter. I had an ungodly high price for a project that I would love. You could also pick up the Old Glory 15mm Transylvania playset for $400. Or if you become an Old Glory Army member for $50, they lower the price to $240 American, I believe it is. So it's $290 total for this. You can get some Terrainscapes modular gaming boards. It's a commission, so the price varies. Or you can get two armies, 15mm figures from Splintered Light Miniatures, the fantasy models, $121.99. So that are all the items that I'm suggesting and recommending, both me and my buddy Alex. Let's pretend he's here. Hi, Alex. My buddy Adrian. Hi, Adrian. Let's pretend he's here because they can't be here for this recording, but that's okay. They're here in spirit, and their lists are here, which is even more important for all of you. So those are the lists for 2016. And let's move on in the episode to one of my favorite segments. Not that the lists weren't exciting, because they were, and it's cool stuff. And yay, buy things and money and help people and so forth. Let's get to mailbag, okay? So from our Facebook page, we had a nice comment from one of the listeners. And you can comment as well by going to wargamingrecon.com/Facebook. And we have posts up there, and you can interact, and you can comment on episodes and ask questions and all sorts of stuff. So listener Jack Sarge said of episode 171, which is the episode that came out, you guessed it, right before this one. So I hope you listened to it. And if not, I hope you'll take the time to listen to it, because it was pretty cool. We talked about a game day, the Fort Devens Museum Game Day 2016. I was joined by my co-host Mike Payne and our mutual gaming friend Adam Carrier. And we talked about what was going on at the game day, and Mike was there and Adam was there, and they both ran games. And I hope to go next year if possible. I don't know if I'll run anything, but I hope to be there to play and observe. And Jack had said, anyway, quote, really enjoyed the interaction between the three of you. It would be great to hear from Adam Carrier as well as Mike Payne and yourself again, unquote. So thank you so much, first of all, for your comment and taking the time to leave the feedback for the show on Facebook. It's a great way, as I said, to interact. I had a blast doing the episode. It's one of the few times where I've done an episode with more than one guest or co-host on. So normally it's me, or it's me and a co-host, or me and a guest, not me, co-host, and guest. Never mind me, co-host, guest, or anything like that, which could happen down the road. Who knows? So I know before the episode was recorded, there was some concerns about how is it going to work, because like conference calls, right? Anyone who's ever done that for a meeting, you have your thing, your phone, right? It's right in the middle. And let's pretend my mouse is a phone. You have the phone right here in the middle, and you're all around the table, and you're talking, and someone else is talking, and someone else is talking to the people on the other end. You can't see, and you don't know when they're talking. And it's like, woo, mayhem, right? So one of the reasons why I record the show the way I do is to kind of deal with that. So when I record the show, I record it live so that you can watch, and some of you do watch, Whether you watch it live or you watch the video after the fact on YouTube, that's fine. It's there. It's unpolished, so it's not as nice and pretty and good sounding as the audio only that comes out. And you get to see me be all awkward, I guess. So some people like that. You can see my recording space as such. And if I'm going to be weird or whatever, you can see that. And you may not hear it in my voice. But the other main reason, besides the fact that you can see and you can interact, we have that sense of community, which I talk about a lot. One of the other reasons is that I like to record live because I do it via YouTube Live, aka Google Hangouts on Air. And that allows guests me, because I use a webcam and I have a mic. And hopefully the guest has a webcam. See, right here, webcam. And if they don't, they have to have a mic because otherwise it doesn't work so well. I mean, I can do via phone, but it's not so pretty. So that's why I really kind of insist on the setup, so that a guest can see me and you can pick up on the body language and the verbal, not the verbal cues, but the physical cues. So if I'm like, and I have my mouth open, the guest is like, oh, wait, Jonathan wants to talk. Maybe I will stop talking and give him a chance to respond. And then I also, well, I'm looking into a camera, and the way I have it set up, I don't get to see so much of what's actually being broadcast, but I can look and I can be like, my buddy Mike, he has to say something, or it looks like he has to get up and go somewhere. So maybe I should mute him for a sec and I can just keep on talking. So you can pick up on those kind of things that you can't pick up on just a phone call when you don't get to see the person. So that's why I really focus on that, and why I think it's possible that I can have it set up so that Wargaming Recon can do more of this, where there's more of us on the episode. You get too many people and then the episode just gets too big. It gets too long. Other podcasts do it. They do it well. It just, it doesn't have that intimate feel for me that I want. I want it to feel like you, the listener, are here with me, or with me and a buddy, and part of our conversation, hanging out around the game table, hanging out at the pub or whatever. And not that you're one of like 500,000 people at a convention with me screaming across the hall trying to get my attention, or I'm screaming across the hall trying to get your attention. So that's why I don't like too many people, but it works. And it's nice to have this interplay and see how people react with one another. I agree with you, it was a lot of fun and hope to do more of it. So I'm happy that you liked it, Jack. And I believe Adam and Mike enjoyed it as well. And we'll see what we can do moving forward. And then what do we have? We have some announcements for you. So first off is it's different, this announcement. And normally when I announce things, I like them to be positive. And I think this is going to be positive, but it's not going to sound it. So recently I've had to reduce the number of podcast episodes that you can get by subscribing to the show. And that sounds like, whoa, Jonathan, what are you doing? That's a mistake. That's just danger, Will Robinson, right? There's a reason behind it. So after the show being on for 10 plus years and being the longest running tabletop wargaming podcast on the planet, a lot of content has come out. Lots and lots of content. And that means that the feed that the show goes into has become too large. So when the show comes out, it goes into this feed, and that feed is, think of it like a road. You can all go on the road. You can all access what's on the road. But if the road is too big, there's no one around to get to it. It gets bloated. So there's too much traffic, too much congestion. So there's too much stuff on this feed so that it doesn't work anymore. And that means that you can't listen to it and your buddy can't listen to it. And I couldn't listen to it if I wanted. The only way you can get it by going to the website, which isn't great for new content, because a podcast, by definition, is recorded content that is delivered routinely to people who are watching or listening to it. You subscribe and you get the content. So this means that anyone who wanted to get it from iTunes or from Stitcher or any of your podcast apps, Pocket Cast, or whatever you use to listen to the show, you couldn't get it. And so I had to make a hard decision. And the decision was, do I spend like lots and lots of money to see if there's some other way to do this, to keep everything? Or do I save money, which is always a good thing, keep the content still available, but make it available in a different way? And that's what I've done. So right now, anyone who subscribes to the show, you will have access to roughly the three years of the most recent content. So let's pretend it's 2010. It's not, but let's pretend it's 2010. So you'd get 2010, 2009, you know, all the way back to 2007, roughly, in content in there. And then older stuff kind of disappears from the feed. And so that's how it is now. So it's 2016, 3 years of content roughly is in the feed. If you want older stuff, you got to go to the website to get it. If there's an episode that's really pertinent and it's older, we mentioned it on the show and we put a link to it in the show notes so you can find it more easily. Generally, people only listen to the new content. They don't listen to the old, which is why sometimes we repeat things that we've covered in the past. We try to update or make it fresh. 10 years of content is a lot of content, right? So you're probably not going to want to go back and start in the beginning of time and listen to 10 years of Wargaming Recon from beginning to end. Just, it doesn't happen. So I don't think it's going to impact a lot of people. And I know it sounds terrible, like he's taking content away, and I'm all about giving stuff for free and making content available and so forth. But it wasn't possible here. So you have a couple options. Should you want an older episode, go to the website, wargamingrecon.com, and you'll have the episodes there from beginning of time to now. Go and you get them. You can listen to them, stream them from the website, download them to your computer, whatever. One other way, and it's something different that I'm thinking about doing, and I haven't quite figured out the practicalities of it yet, and I'm not honestly sure how it would work out in that I don't know if it would create the problem again. So that I have to figure out. But one thing I'm thinking of is that for the older content, I'll try to combine like a whole year's worth of episodes together into one super large episode. So it'll be like 20 episodes together, 20 hours in one download. It would be gigantic. And it's not something you could probably do on your phone. Not something you could probably do on a tablet. You'd have to do it on a computer, which makes it kind of funky. And that I would then put that all together and release that as a single like compendium episode and put that into the feed. Now, I don't know that all that content, if that would like be like, it's too large, we can't accommodate it, or if it would just be like, it's one episode and it's okay. So I think it might end up being too large, but I don't know. So that's what I'm looking at. So we can go to the website, you can get episodes and listen to them that way and download, and you're okay. That's probably the best way for older content. But if it's within the most recent 3 years, you're golden. It's in the feed. It'll just be there and you're fine. So that's that. I want to take a moment now to thank our sponsor, the Maine Historical Wargamers Association, because without them, the show would not be possible. Their very kind contributions make it capable for me to do episodes like this holiday gift guide. So you might want to check them out. They are the people behind Huzzah. So I would suggest, as I have already in this episode, that you go to huzzahcon.com. Go to Huzzah. It's going to take place May 19th through the 21st, 2017. I will be there. I'll be doing a live episode. Adrian may not know it yet, but my buddy Adrian is going to be with me during the live episode, recording it for posterity's sake. So thank you, everyone from the Maine Historical Wargamers Association. And I would suggest that people go to the convention. It's a lot of fun, a lot of good things happening, and enjoy. And I also want to make sure that I thank my Patreon backers, because thankfully, listeners like you help to keep the show alive. So I want to thank Dave and the Wargames at Battleshades Facebook group. I want to thank Patrick, Chris Parker from DaveBattleGames.com, and I also want to thank Kyle from Vermont. I should say that we are $16 away from our next Patreon goal, which allows me to buy new equipment. And you're thinking, wait, you just bought a replacement mic. Does that count? And no, it doesn't. I thought about it. I was like, oh, do I have to wait? Can I just... So this new equipment would allow me to record in person with the guest. My buddy Alex lives literally 10 minutes away, and he and I could record like a lot of really cool stuff. He's another co-host for the show, in case people don't know. And it'd be great to record in person with him. Don't have the equipment, but could get it if we meet that goal. So if people want to up their pledges, or if you would like to become a backer, you can do so for as little as $1 a month. And that gets you episodes before non-backers. Backers, sorry. I had a little hiccup. I was trying to stifle it, and I was like, backers. And it also gets you behind the scenes content, which is pretty cool. And then there are other levels where like for $15, you can get the measuring tape, and $18 gets you a set of 6 dice, which I don't have right now, and I'm getting them in, and postcards, and can be thanked by name for like $9 a month. Check it out, wargamingrecon.com/Patreon. And what else do I have for you? Oh, right. I don't know how I could have forgotten this. Extra Life. So the Extra Life 24-hour Gamerthon took place. I said took, past tense, took place on November 5th, 2016. The next episode of the show, which comes out on December 5th. Comes out December 5th, will be the Extra Life episode where I talk about the games that were played, things that were done, and more details. But I can tell you that money is still coming in, and if you would like to donate, please do so. wargamingrecon.com/charity. Trying to raise $250. So far, we have raised $567. Still have a couple auctions to do. Those will be coming out soon. Check our social media, in particular our Facebook page, for information about that and links to it so you can go and bid and so forth. Get some really cool stuff and help kids in need. And then, as I said, the episode guide has some really cool stuff. So it tells you about upcoming episodes, guests who are going to be on, topics and things. We're nearing the end of the 2016 podcast season. And what does that mean for you? So if you've never experienced this before, here goes. For the show, I kind of divide it into yearly seasons, right? Where I do roughly 22 to 24 episodes of new content. And then we do two best of episodes. So I'm just kind of navigating on the website by going to the episode guide, which you can do as well, wargamingrecon.com/episode guide. And that lets me know that, for example, the December 5th is the date that the, not the holiday gift guide, because we're doing that now, that the 24-hour Gamerthon episode, Extra Life, one comes out, but that the two best of episodes will be December 19th, 2016, and January, January 2nd, 2017 rather. So December 19th of 2016 and then January 2nd of 2017 will be those best of episodes. And what that does is I pick two episodes that I think were really good, that were really interesting, and then I record just like 5-minute intros of like extra kind of content for it. I push it out, and then basically I'm on break from like basically the time I recorded the final episode, which comes out December 5th, but it gets recorded like a week or two before that. So from then until halfway through January. So I take like a month off, basically half of December and half of January, and it allows me to regroup and spend time with my family, celebrate my birthday, celebrate Christmas, celebrate my dad's birthday. It allows me to have some time to re-energize and kind of think about what I want to do in the 2017 season. So that's how it works. The first new episode of 2017 will be January 16th. It is on track to be episode 174. A lot of episodes there, people. So it should be interesting. In 2017, I know it'll be another great season. A lot of different things I have planned, and I can't really say much about them. Some of them are definite, and some of them are still in the works, so we'll see. But it should be pretty cool. And that's what we have. So don't forget, go to the show notes, wargamingrecon.com/WR172. That's wargamingrecon.com/WR172. That'll have links to everything I covered, including all three lists, Alex's list, Adrian's list, and my list. And it'll have links to each of the things that we suggested for the holiday gift guide for under $20, under $50, and under $100 and above. It'll be set up so that my list will be first, under $20, under $50, and $100 and above. And then it'll be like Adrian's list, it'll be under $20, under $50, $100 and above. And then Alex's list, you get the picture. So you can see that, and then you can just click the link, you can do your shopping, you can get more information, all that kind of stuff, and then everything else that we talked about. So that is the episode. I hope you enjoyed listening to this. If this was your first time listening to a holiday gift guide episode, I hope you'll go back and check the other holiday gift guide episodes. They're also very useful. So just because something didn't make it into this episode doesn't mean it's not worth getting for the holidays. That's why we have the other ones. So you can just go to Wargaming Recon and it's there, and there'll be a link in the show notes. Don't worry. WargamingRecon.com. So thank you again for taking the time to listen to this episode of Wargaming Recon. And you know the drill. No matter how busy you are, no matter how much shopping you're doing from the holiday gift guide of Wargaming Recon, you know you have to, you gotta, you need to keep on gaming. Are you always on the go? Why not take Wargaming Recon with you? If you use an app like Pocket Cast, you can listen to your favorite episodes of Wargaming Recon and all of the other podcasts that you know and love. Or you can always stream and download the latest episode of Wargaming Recon by heading on over to the show notes for that episode. Wargaming Recon is a proud member of the TSR Podcast Network. Visit wargamingrecon.com/TSRPN for more information and to learn about the other great shows on the network.
This recording is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 license. Look for Wargaming Recon online at www.wargamingforums.com. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, and Stitcher Radio. You can learn more about this episode by reading the show notes on our blog. Many thanks to Andrew and Court for inspiring the show's name. Thank you for listening, and keep on gaming.
Wargaming Recon is dedicated to the memory of longtime listener Andrew, who helped give the show its name. I ask all listeners to join me in a moment of silence in memory of Andrew. Wargaming Recon is made possible by listeners like you. Become a Patreon backer to get behind-the-scenes content and new episodes before everyone else, starting at $1 per month. Visit WargamingRecon.com/Patreon to become a Patreon backer.
Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by
the Maine Historical Wargamers Association. They're the folks behind Huzzah! Historical Wargaming for New England. Huzzah will take place May 19th through the 21st, 2017 at the Doubletree in South Portland, Maine. Experience some of the best historical wargaming at Huzzah! Visit www.huzzahcon.com for more information.